From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Susan B. Anthony, who got women the right to vote, couldn't do it. And Sacagawea, who got Lewis and Clark through the wilds of the West, couldn't do it either. So now it's up to the dead American presidents, the challenge to make dollar coins that the American public will actually use. Coins last so much longer than bills that even though each coin is more expensive to produce, it is a potentially big savings to get us to think of dollars as small change. So the design for new dollar coins commemorating past presidents who are no longer living was unveiled today by the U.S. Mint. Well, Rod Gillis is a numismatic educator at the American Numismatic Association in Colorado Springs. And Mr. Gillis, what do you think of this idea of dollar coins for the presidents?
Well, I think it's a wonderful idea. The quarter program has been wildly successful for a host of reasons, one being that the teachers in their schools have been able to use them for research, not only with just history, but because they're state quarters, they've been able to teach lessons in geography. And we're hoping that the presidential dollars will be able to do the same thing.
But what is the measure of the success of a new coin? Is it that we get them and we instantly go store them at home, or that we use them every day?
Well, that's a great question. Collectors would have you believe that the idea of a successful coin is one that is beautiful in design and one that is highly collectible and would be worth a great deal sometime down the road. I take a different viewpoint, and I think that for a coin to be successful, it would be nice for it to be used in commerce and also to the images to be of educational value.
There are some obstacles to the common use of dollar coins, and one of them is simply that the difference between having, say, $4 bills in your wallet and having four large coins in your pocket is just physically different, and many people find it less convenient to have a lot of big coins jangling in their pocket.
Yeah, I think that the challenge that the Mint is trying to address, and let's be clear that it's quite a challenge. They're trying to come up with a coin that will be of interest to the populace, but will also serve in commerce. You know, there are problems, the problems with cash registers. One of the thoughts is that dollars have always been difficult to use in retail or commerce because there really isn't a place in the drawer for cash registers to house dollars. And also, people see them because they're so infrequently used as sort of curiosity pieces. So people will see a Sacagawea dollar and they'll say, wow, you know, I haven't seen one of these before. And they hold on to it and they put it in their sock drawer. And so it's quite a challenge. And I think the Mint is trying to do everything they can to see if they can meet that challenge and have dollars, you know, circulate widely.
Do you think that when we reach that year, when the four presidents who are issued with the dollars, with their faces on them, are Polk and Fillmore, or William Henry Harrison, the truly less known presidents, do you think those are going to be coins greatly sought after by people, or will they be completely mysterious to Americans?
Well, I think that's one of the ideas behind the collection that will serve great value. You know, not all of our presidents are very well known. And, you know, to have their face on a coin and perhaps a youngster to be able to say, geez, you know, I've never heard of that president before, that would be kind of interesting. I'm originally from the state of Vermont, where we've had two presidents, Calvin Coolidge and Chester Arthur. And I can guarantee you there aren't that many people who knew who Chester Arthur was.
Well, Rod Gillis, thank you very much for talking with us.
That's my pleasure.
It's Rod Gillis, who is a numismatic educator at the American Numismatic Association in Colorado Springs, talking about the new dollar coin. The first one with George Washington on it will be out early next year. And then over the years, for a year, there will be one coin for every past deceased president.